Good morning. Welcome into In Focus on News Radio KMAN. City Commission has a meeting tonight. It's a legislative meeting, and they'll meet at 7 o'clock in City Hall. We get a preview of that here every couple weeks for the legislative meetings. And our guests here on Zoom today, Mayor Wynn Butler joins us. Good morning.
Good morning, Brandon.
And Manhattan City Manager Ron Fear is here with us as well. Good morning.
Good morning, Brandon.
We got a pretty light agenda here tonight. There's quite a bit of stuff on the consent agenda here we'll talk about this morning as well. But I thought maybe we'd start. I got an email yesterday with the tax numbers here for July, which I believe reflects, if I'm not mistaken, it's April or it's May.
May sales.
Okay.
Couple months behind.
All right. And I want to just kind of get your comments here today, Mr. Fear, and then also from Mr. Butler, on just kind of how those numbers are looking.
Yeah, well, we're very pleasantly surprised and pleased with those numbers. So it's the third month in a row that our revenues have exceeded what anticipated budget, largely which was predicated on kind of 2019 numbers. And so puts us up for the year about $465,000 ahead of what we budgeted. And sales taxes overall were about 20% higher than last year and 11% higher than 2019. So that's a great trend for us. I mean, because we have been relatively flat comparing it. I mean, last year it's hard to compare to, obviously, because of COVID. Certainly a good sign when those numbers are strong and well above 2019 numbers. We also had about a 6% increase in compensating use taxes over last year and 26% higher than in 2019. So that is one thing we did see during COVID is a lot more online shopping, and then the state put in place programs to collect that online revenue, which hadn't been done in 2019. So that kind of is the reason for such a much bigger percentage increase from that standpoint. So that was good news as well. An indicator I've been watching closely is the community development district down at the mall. That number is have its own sales tax relative to that. And so that number was up again, about 33,906. Last month it was 31,770. So up over last month. And it was at this time last year, it was 13,000. So, you know, up over 150% from last year. And it didn't start till in 2019. And so it's one of those things that's not a good comparison number for us, but just kind of an indicator. Also, our North TIF district with the TIF sales there in the North district, that number was strong as well, 58,000 for this past month. In 2019, it was 50,000. Last year, it was 20. So again, showing things are recovering nicely we're pleased with that report.
All right. Mayor Butler, any comments on the?
Well, I think you know, those numbers are very encouraging, and of course, people are back out spending money. You know, coming out of this pandemic thing, I hope we don't backtrack. You know, things going the way they are now, I hope we don't see ourselves go in reverse, because this is looking pretty good.
I was gonna say, yeah. The way, you know, the last 3 months have been up from, and I think 2020 is not a good measuring stick. 2019 is probably what you're more comparing with here. And for the last 3 months, it's been ahead. And that wasn't the case here in the early part of the year. So hopefully those trends will continue.
Definitely. You know, so this is in our comparison with just a one cent tax, that number's up over $1 million each the last 3 months. In 19, none of those months were above $1 million. So they were 900,000, 800,000. So those are great signs for us.
Absolutely. All right. Well, good to hear. Glad to see those trends are at least heading in the right direction for now. I wanted to ask also, kind of just while we have some time, about some of the road projects going on here in Manhattan, if you can give us some updates, specifically on Kimball Avenue here.
Sure. So obviously, we made the switch over there by Candlewood up around Seco Park. They've gotten the rest of the storm drainage in last week. And so that project should pick up. There is more stormwater work on that north side, and to the north of those westbound lanes. That concrete ditch that's there between the shopping center and Kimball gets all replaced with underground storm sewer. So that's some of the work that they'll be starting to work on. So there's a little bit more work on that side than there was on the other one. But getting those under drain box culverts put in fully over to the Seco side now will help that project move along a lot quicker with replacing the rest of the roadway, as well as some of the median. Of course, the other component there is they're creating a new intersection, a three-quarter intersection into the shopping center instead of at the convenience store, which will have some restrictions relative to that when it's all said and done. So that's moving along pretty well. It's probably going to be October before that's all said and done, getting that work done if things hold like they have been. We have some similar work that we're anticipating to be starting with another phase of Kimball. That we have KDOT. We've gotten the concurrence from KDOT to proceed with bidding. If those bids come back favorable, which we hope they will, this is the section of Kimball between essentially North Manhattan and Denison. We are anticipating to close that section of roadway after the bids have been awarded, and that would be likely mid to late October when we're anticipating that to occur. And then we have some stormwater and street repair work being done down on the Plymouth and Little Kitten Creek, and that's anticipating to close that residential street area around the 15th of September. We're doing some residential repair work up in Kings Road. We're about halfway done with that and anticipate a couple more weeks up there. We also have some Alice work up at the southwest portion of the community in Allison and Dehoff, looking in the October to November timeframe for some additional street repairs. Further down the road, we'll have another section of Kimball. What I would call the middle section of the stretch between College and Denison, from where we left off there at the West Stadium entrance, and going past the Grain Science and the Rowing Center. But we would anticipate that really is not going to have any major impacts until next year. We might have some pieces of that start, such as the frontage road that goes on the north side. But would anticipate any closures on Kimball for that till sometime next year. And then that'll be similar to what we did for the College and Kimball intersection, where we restrict the lanes to two lanes head-to-head, while we do one half and then do the other half. I think you'd asked about the Fort Riley Boulevard. Of course, this is a KDOT project there on the bridges. Staff told me yesterday that talking with KDOT, they're looking at probably mid-November before that project is wrapped up with the bridges and other work. But so certainly that's it's a challenge to get through there, and certainly folks need to continue to give themselves some time. It is nice that we got the bridge with the pedestrian access on it, making it safer. And we have some follow-on sidewalk projects that will extend that sidewalk all the way to 17th, the Martin Luther King Jr. Boulevard.
Okay. Well, that's a consistent timeline, I think, from before with the Fort Riley Boulevard project. So that's good to hear. The cattle bridge there on Kimball, is that set to then come down in October then, or when will that take place?
Yeah, that would be the section. I don't know exactly when or where they'll sequence that, whether that's going to be something they do up front or whether they'll do that when it comes more in line with that particular section. So I don't know if they're going to start at the east end and work west or the west end and work east. That'll have a bearing, and probably won't know that until we've actually selected the contractor and see how they want to approach the project.
Gotcha. Okay. Well, that's a good little update here on some of the road projects going on in Manhattan. There's quite a few, so I always appreciate that. We'll take a break, come back, and more here with Ron Fear and Wynn Butler. Here is the City Commission meets tonight, 7 o'clock. In Focus continues after this.